This is No Sleep Discourse Radio.
What's up, everybody? You're listening to No Sleep Just Sports Radio, and this is Jeffrey Stevens, editor-in-chief of NoSleepJustSports.com. We'll go ahead and jump right into it today. So my first topic of the day is going to be Steph Curry. Where are you? Like, where is this dude? Two-time MVP, one-time unanimous champion. We know all the accolades and everything, but I've been very underwhelmed by what he's been doing this playoffs. I genuinely feel like he's been riding KD's coattail most of these playoffs. Now, don't get me wrong, Steph's had some good moments. He's had some decent games, but just overall, it's been very underwhelming. Recently, he's come up with an ankle injury and he dislocated his finger, which, I mean, but I don't really see that as an excuse. Once you step on that court, man, you got to produce, man. And if you don't, you leave yourself open to the criticism of you not producing. And so I honestly feel like he hasn't been good enough for this Warriors team to really do what they need to do to win this championship. Don't get me wrong, KD's been great. But if they're riding solely on KD, because even Klay hasn't necessarily been the best this playoffs. But if they're riding solely on KD, it's only going to go so far, in my opinion. At some point, they're going to match up with a team and they're going to need Steph. His team is built around Steph. So at some point, he's going to have to step up and perform. And I mean, this isn't the first playoffs that he's like done this, you know. There's kind of been a consistent history of Steph underperforming in the playoffs and even the finals. For whatever reason, he seems, it seems disrespectful to say that he shrinks in the moment, but I feel like for whatever reason, he's not as assertive. He's not as dominant. Maybe it's the wear and tear on his body by this time. Maybe it's mentally he's worn out by this time. I can't really tell you the exact reasons why, but for whatever reason, he seems to come up short in the biggest moments for this team. I mean, 50 burgers, 10 three-pointers, however many three-pointers you hit during the regular season is all fine and dandy. But, I mean, based on the past half a decade, this team's success is predicated on what they do in the playoffs. And he seems to come up short in the playoffs for the most part. And, I mean, even when you start thinking about the Patton and Steph games, none of them really happen in the playoffs. You may get one or two when you really go down the list that happened in the playoffs. But for the most part, they're really good regular season performances. And it's astonishing to me to see that for whatever reason, Steph can't necessarily put it together consistently in the playoffs. Sometimes it's not even like he has the best matchup. A lot of the times, the point guard matchup is in his favor. And it just seems like he can't take that next step that he seems to have no problem taking in the regular season, you know? And I mean, just going back to KD carrying the team a lot, you got to think about the wear and tear on that guy as well. You don't want him to wear down as the playoffs go along. Cause I mean, whether Steph produces or Steph does not produce, KD has to produce for this team to three-peat. Without his production, it becomes a lot more of the team that we saw blow that 3-1 lead. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of elements that go into blowing a 3-1 lead. But ultimately, what I saw is they didn't have a player that could go bucket for bucket with LeBron and Kyrie consistently down the stretch. And with KD, it gives you the ability to go bucket for bucket with pretty much anybody in the world. And so without that production, if he wears down, man, it's going to be a big time problem, in my opinion, for the Warriors. And even if Steph doesn't step it up, I mean, by the time we get to the Western Conference Finals, if they even make it that far, they still got to get past Houston. It's a 2-1 series right now. And so by the time they get that deep into the playoffs, we really, really need Steph to be stepping it up and having those 30-point games, just shooting the ball the way he does, asserting himself. I think he's shooting something like 25% from three right now. And, I mean, that's just when you're talking about Steph Curry, it's 100% unheard of. It's something that you would never think you would even say about a guy we consider the best shooter to ever walk this earth. And another thing I want to talk to you guys about are just some of the more impressive players that I've seen these playoffs. I actually wrote a piece about this today. It's on nosleepjustsports.com. Go ahead and check that out. But one of the more impressive players I've seen this playoffs is definitely Giannis. Giannis has been everything I expected him to be. Last year, I was very underwhelmed with what I saw from him, but I kind of feel like a lot of that had to do with coaching. And this year, on top of the coaching, he's just bringing another level of intensity on the defensive and offensive side of the floor. I mean, this guy has been trying to expand his range this playoffs, which has been really fun to watch. I mean, if he starts knocking threes down at a consistent rate, you can kind of call it quits for anybody on the other side of that guy. But I just feel like the way he stepped it up and kind of led this team to where they are right now. I mean, the role players have definitely been stepping it up. Don't get me wrong. Eric Bledsoe has played a lot better these playoffs. Feel like Chris Middleton, he played pretty well last playoffs, but he's definitely been the role player that you expect him to be. But I mean, just Giannis has been a beast in every single way. And I've been really impressed with what I've seen from him these playoffs. Another player I've been impressed with these playoffs is Kevin Durant. Now, don't get me wrong. We all expect Kevin Durant to put up astronomical numbers just because, like he said, I'm Kevin Durant. But at the same time, it's very impressive to see him do this without a lot of help on the offensive end. I haven't really seen much from Steph this playoffs, as we talked about earlier. Klay has been in a slight slump these playoffs, and KD has been carrying the load. I mean, they've kind of been riding his coattail to the promised land. He's been keeping them on as straight of a line as he possibly can to on the road to this three-peat, you know? And so it's really interesting to see if he's going to be able to keep it up throughout the entire playoffs. Don't get me wrong. I definitely think he can. But it'll be interesting to see if teams start making the proper adjustments. I don't really know if there is a proper adjustment for Kevin Durant. But, I mean, it's just going to be interesting for me to see how this goes the rest of these playoffs if Steph continues to be inconsistent. And the way he's been playing, I think he's averaging like 35 points a game, like 5 boards, 5 assists. I mean, that just his averages show you that he's scoring. He's definitely putting in a little bit of effort on the boards, and he's definitely putting in effort to distribute the ball and try to help get these guys, you know, get these other guys shots. And I mean, when he plays like this, it makes it really tough to say he's not the best player in the world right now. I mean, just like I said, the numbers 35, 5, and 5. That's astronomical, man. And it's just really good to see, really fun to watch. And while I hope Steph turns it up and actually gives him a little bit of help, it's fun to see KD take over these games and be the guy that we kind of all wanted to see all this time, you know? And I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of other players I've been impressed with as well. Dame, I mean, just some of the performances Dame has put up, like his shooting percentage for most of this playoffs has been great. That guy with that 37 foot shot to end the series. And I mean, that that was just great to see. That was really impressive as well. And I feel like he's been a great leader for this team. Not really like the rah-rah guy on the court, you know, but you can definitely tell his team follows his lead, and it's just really fun to see him as well. Another guy, Nikola Jokic. Come on now, man. This guy is averaging damn near a triple-double. I think it's like 24, 12, and 9 or something like that. Somewhere around there. I don't have it right in front of me right now, but it's somewhere around there. And I mean, that's just if you were to put that next to a point guard's name, you would lose your mind. But for that guy to be playing center and for them to be running that entire offense through him is just it's really fun to watch. And I think it's something that I've never seen for sure. But I think it gives NBA defenses a fit, because it's not something that they really ever had to deal with. I mean, you got centers that have unique skill sets, but I think his is one of the most unique skill sets that we've ever seen at that position. And it just makes it really fun to watch that Denver team, especially since they've been competing really well. Like they've definitely proved me wrong this playoffs. I didn't think they would be as good as they are. I really didn't think they'd make it past San Antonio. And the fact that they have, it's pretty impressive to me. So I want to give a big shout out to Nikola Jokic because he's been doing his thing these playoffs. And I mean, of course, you always want to give like an honorable mention to guys like Kyrie, guys like James Harden. Kyrie's definitely been playing pretty good these playoffs. Been a little disappointed with what I've seen in the Bucks series, but for the most part, I've been pretty impressed with what I've seen from Kyrie. James Harden has been pretty consistent throughout these playoffs. And so you always want to mention guys like that. And it's just been really fun to watch these playoffs overall. But those are some of the more impressive players, in my opinion, that I've watched these playoffs. Hey everybody, Jeff from NSJS Radio here, and I'm here to tell you that if you're looking for the latest and greatest in tennis shoes, you need to go to iShop11.com. That's right, iShop11.com. They're going to have the latest and greatest in tennis shoes for you and some exclusive fits. Go to iShop11.com. You can also follow them on Instagram at iShop11. You want to spell that out, iShopelevn, iShop11.com. Tell them Jeff from No Sleep, Just Sports Radio sent you. And I must admit, man, I was pretty wrong about this Denver and Portland series. It's actually turned out to be a pretty good one. I just wasn't very interested in the first couple games coming off of that series between OKC and Portland. The matchup between Dame and Russ was just a lot more intense. Those guys really don't like each other. And like I was explaining in my first podcast, though, that's the type of basketball that I really like to see. But after that four overtime thriller, I mean, how could you not be into this series? Neither team gave an inch. Neither team wanted to go out. Both teams were dog tired down the stretch. And it was just one of the better games that I've seen in a long time from a competitive standpoint. I mean, both coaches coached a really good game. Both teams played a really good game. It just came down to at the end, it looked like Portland wanted it a little more than Denver down the stretch. Doesn't take away from anything Denver did during that game. But it was you could see Portland kind of just wanted it more. And you got to give Terry Stotts a shout out for putting in Rodney Hood down the stretch. I mean, it was a really good move to get in some fresh legs at that point in the game. I think it was the third or fourth overtime. But whenever it was the game changer. Getting those fresh legs in the game, he got up some really good shots, played some decent defense as well. And like I said, it was cool to see that guy have his moment. I doubt he'll have a big impact on the series going forward, but like I said, it was just really fun to watch him have his moment in that game three there. Game four wasn't necessarily the thriller that game three was. It was still a pretty close game. Jokic limped off the court late in the game. He still came back in through like defensive and offensive substitutions. There was only like 2 minutes left, but you could kind of see that the fatigue was starting to wear on him a little bit. And it's going to be interesting to watch going forward with the fatigue and his durability, just to see how he holds up going forward. I mean, his team looks like they might be poised to make a pretty big run throughout the playoffs. So you never really know how this guy's going to hold up. I mean, it's not like he's the most physically fit guy. So you never really know how he's going to hold up down the stretch of a long playoff run after playing pretty much the majority of an 82-game season. Another thing I'm really impressed with is just the way him and Murray have been able to play off of each other and really propel this team into a stratosphere that I did not think they could go. They have been great this playoff run and this series in particular. I mean, going seven games with San Antonio, taking on Pop head-to-head, beating them, like that just that. And to me, that means a lot. Pop's one of the best coaches in the league. We know that that was a 7 seed, but I think we can all agree the Spurs are never your average 7 seed. Doesn't really matter where they are. They have a chance. And so it was really good to see the though, not only those two guys, but the rest of the young guys on the team step up and really just show me, like I said, something that I did not know that they had in them. And it's really it's been really fun to watch. Dame and CJ on the other side, those guys have been great. I mean, I've seen so much from Dame these playoffs that it kind of makes what CJ has been doing take a back seat. But I mean, after that 40-point game in the four overtimes, playing 60 minutes, I mean, you can't really overshadow that, man. CJ has definitely stepped up and solidified his place as the Scottie Pippen to Dame's MJ, for lack of a better analogy there. But those guys have definitely been putting together something special. And going forward, even if they, I mean, I don't expect them to win a championship this year, but next year, like, if they can add some pieces, I mean, they got a couple pieces on that team that if they can get rid of, they can open up some nice cap space, and maybe not necessarily bring in a max player, but bring in players that will definitely help this team be a little bit more effective defensively and help this team pick up, I think is the third score that they need. Just if you can get rid of Evan Turner, $17 million, and you can bring in one, maybe two players to replace that, that can actually help you more on a consistent basis, I think this team can go really, really far. And it's really, it just speaks to the resolve of this franchise for not blowing it up when everybody and their mama said that they should blow it up. I mean, it was a really, really trying thing for that they went through last year, in my opinion, as far as getting swept after being a third seed. Though I really think that they felt like they underachieved, and as of course we felt like they underachieved, but they held themselves accountable, and you can definitely tell they don't want to go through that again. And like I said, it's just been really fun to watch them and Denver go at it this playoff series. Like I said, the first couple games, I'm gonna admit I was not as into it as I am now. But I mean, if you can't get into a series after a four overtime thriller, first of all, I don't think you should be reporting and talking about basketball. But I mean, you can't be a fan of the game if that doesn't get you into the series. And so I just, like I said, I've been enjoying it a lot, and it's going to be interesting to see where this series goes going forward. It's tied at 2-2 right now with Denver getting game four. So I really want to see the adjustments that the coaches are going to make, and I want to see how these players are going to react to the adjustments that the coaches have been making, and just see if they can keep this thing going and keep this as an interesting series. Because out of all the series right now, with that four overtime thriller, I mean, this is kind of this might be the best one going on right now. So it's going to be really fun to watch going forward, and I can't wait. And before we get out of here, I just want to go ahead and tell everybody thank you. Thank you for all the support we've been getting on social media. Thank you for all the support offline too, people that actually know me. Thank you for everything from everybody. We really appreciate it. We're going to keep bringing you this podcast. Going to try to do it 2 times a week. And again, we just appreciate all the support. And we also appreciate our sponsors, Anchor.fm and iShop11.com. Check them both out. And I appreciate everybody like dealing with the sniffles this episode. My allergies are kicking my ass today. And so I just appreciate everybody listening. And again, this is No Sleep, Just Sports Radio. Thanks. And with that, we're going to call it a day, folks. This is No Sleep, Just Sports Radio. I'm Jeffrey Stevens, chief and editor of NoSleepJustSports.com. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Follow us on Twitter at NSJS Media. Follow us on Instagram at NSJS TV. And again, we appreciate everybody tuning in. And stay tuned for the next episode.